Well, I'm going to tell you a story this morning about a boy named Jimmy and his friends and school friends. Whether they're actually friends or not, really, it depends. And his family. Anyway, this story is about doing the right and wrong thing. I want you to try and count as I read this story, or tell you this story, the right and wrong things that the boys have done. Okay, Daniela? Now, Jimmy was a boy. He was a prankster. He wasn't very nice. He did mean things to people just for laughs. But someone at school kept nagging Jimmy for some of his food. Now, this boy, he wasn't very wealthy. He didn't have much money, which is why he kept nagging Jimmy for food. He was hungry. Now, Jimmy wanted to get at the boy, so he decided to do a prank. He decided to make some cookies with something bad in them. Now, one day, his mum was away for the afternoon, and Jimmy thought, perfect opportunity. I'm going to go and cook myself some cookies, and I'm going to put something dodgy in them. So, he went to look for something in the medicine cupboard. And he found something. Well, you know that mum and dad had always said, don't go in the medicine cupboard. There's dangerous things in there. But Jimmy, he disobeyed, didn't he? So he went to the cupboard and found a container. And on the container it said, Senocot. And a word on it was written, laxative, on it. And do you know what a laxative is? It makes you go to the toilet a lot if you're clogged up. He read the dosage on the back and he put enough in the cookie mix for a serve per cookie. Then he put a bit more in for good measure. So he cooked up these cookies with this stuff called a laxative in it. And when they were done, he quickly put them up and hid them in a place in the kitchen so that no one would find them. Now, when he was doing this, someone was actually watching him. His little brother, Billy. Now, little brother Billy knew that it wasn't right to come and take something that's not his, but he thought it was so tempting. So what do you think he did? Well, he didn't say anything, but what did he do? What else do you think he did?
He ate one.
Poor little Billy that night paid the price, and he didn't say why or where. He didn't know how it happened that he had to go to the toilet a lot, which wasn't very nice. Well, he felt really bad, and he realised it was the wrong thing to do. Now, Jimmy realised what had happened. He thought, ha ha ha, serves him right. But was Jimmy any better than Billy? Well, the next morning, Auntie Jan was due to come and visit. And just as Jimmy was ready to leave for school, he went and grabbed his bickies to go and put some in his bag, and Auntie Jan sprung him. And, oh, Jimmy, aren't you so kind as to cook me some biscuits? Now, Jimmy had thought in his mind, he's going, oh, no. What am I going to do? He's thinking, okay, what do I say? Should I tell them? Mum's here as well. Should I say what I've baked? Or what should I do? Am I going to say no? What am I going to do? And before he had a chance to think, she grabbed one and took a bite. Oh, no. So, what? Not knowing what to do, what do you think he did? What would you do? Would you have actually even cooked the bickies to start with? No. Well, not knowing what he did, he ran out of the room, he dumped the biscuits into his bag, and left the room in a hurry and went to school. What do you think happened in the afternoon when he got home?
What did you put in there?
Yes. Well, you know what? It's very fortunate that's not a real story. That's a made-up story, and I decided not to make the end of the story. So you can think about what you should do. Sorry, I don't have an end to the story. You're like left hanging. The reality is... Did he do that? Jimmy do the right thing? No. Did Mum and Dad have a rule about not going into the cupboard and getting things? Yes. Do you think that God has a rule about loving your enemy? Yeah. What about doing nice to the poor? Did Jimmy go against that too? Yeah. There's a good reason God makes rules. Did you know that? Those rules can help us to live freely in freedom and without bad things happening to us and to others. What do you think? Sorry, shame I couldn't finish the story. I didn't finish the story, but you can finish the story in your own mind. Think, how would you fix things? What would you do? You're in Jimmy's position. Would you apologize? Would you... What would you do? Yeah. Would you fess up or just hide and think that, well, maybe she doesn't know that it was in the biscuit?
No, they'll probably just forget.
Maybe, hopefully they forget. But you know what? Your Father in Heaven knows everything that's going on. The angels see it. Anyway, that's the end of the story, and you can make an end to it one day with what you think you should do, what Jimmy should do.